As we know, mother was a spiritual collaborator of Sri Aurobindo. Can you please tell the importance of a collaborator in such collaboration journey?
Yes, please sit. So it is specifically, see, the word collaborator can be used in two ways. The mother is the spiritual collaborator of Sri Aurobindo. This means one thing. And we collaborating in the yoga is a different thing. We collaborating in the yoga means yoga is done by the divine. We have to do sahyog. Means don't start. It's like if mama is preparing some nice meal. And I keep saying, mama, jaldi de do. Mama, noodle bana do. I don't want this. Now there we are not really collaborating. Here collaboration means sit patiently. She will prepare a nice dish for you. You eat it. It's good for you. So that's collaboration from our side. To be open, to be receptive, to be obedient, to be full of faith. That's what is collaboration from our side. But spiritual collaborator of Sri Aurobindo means that both of them are one, but they have taken two poises for the work. So here collaboration, if I have to use the same analogy of cooking a meal, let's say for children. So one brings, you know, all the means and resources, places at her disposal. And she takes all these resources and means and cooks the nice meal. So this is how their collaboration has been. Sri Aurobindo would work from above the head. He would work on the cosmic forces. The mother could equally work. But she took charge of the sadhana of the disciples. That was given to mother. Because this was the difficult part. So she took charge. She could work on the cosmic level. She did the same after 1950. But they had between them very clearly. And she would work from the depths of the heart. He would work from the above head planes, pressing, opening our heart lid. And she would work from the depths of the heart, making us a captive of her love. So that way, between them, they made sure that we are ensnared for good. Okay. So we have no place to escape. So that's how mother and Sri Aurobindo work together even today. So he will open the door, she will enter and do the work. In matter, at every level. He will open the door of the mind, then she will start working there. He will open the door of the heart, she will enter there. He will open the doors of life, even of the body, of the cells, and she would plunge into it and work. So that means all the details of working, which we see described in the four powers of the mother. First she would see, it's like, let's say that between the two, Sri Aurobindo says this room has to be set up. So he opens the door. Okay, big work. Then she enters. Then as Maheshwari, she mentally conceives what should be where. Large lines. Then as Mahakali, she starts throwing away the trash and clears all the things. Then as Mahalakshmi, she starts placing things to create beauty. And then as Mahasaraswati, she goes into the little details. While Sri Aurobindo is always there to ensure that there is nothing which from behind or somebody rushes in and messes it up again. So that's how the two work together in the human consciousness.